Welcome to Sports and a Slice of Life. And now, here's your host, Dave Lewis.
I wanted to tell you, Angie, this is the round of applause. Thank you. I wanted to tell you this is the first time I've had a non-sports person on in consecutive shows. You know, celebrities I'll bring in every now and then, but you get two in a row because of what you've accomplished. And for those not familiar with Angie's story, she's in the top 1% of the contest to be the opening act down at the Hollywood Bowl. First of all, how does that feel? And what's it like being so close to getting there?
So this contest has made me feel very, very loved, very supported. Online, you know, people just like, I voted. And it makes you feel so good that someone cares about something that is like your own passion, and just they like, you know, watching you like win, because not everybody goes and honors that calling, that passion inside of them to continue to do it. You know, there's a lot of reasons in someone's mind where it's not the logistics, just it doesn't make sense to them anymore. Like they're parents, and so they've got the kids, so I can no longer XYZ. Like in my case, go and sing, or, you know, and take the time that would be selfish, you know, or something like that. But I cannot not exist in the space that I do. Like it would cause me so much internal pain, you know. And this whole contest, 25% of the money that they make goes towards the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention. To not honor, you know, that voice or that passion that burns inside of you to do something you've dreamed of, to stuff it down, causes a lot of emotional pain and stress. And I just people will be a lot healthier to honor how they feel and what they want and what lights them up in life.
You know, most people have this artificial date, you know, hey, by this time, by the time I'm 30, you know, if I haven't done this, or this, you know, then I'll get a, you know, real job and, you know, be responsible. And that sucks.
Yeah. I used to cry on my birthdays because I thought it had an expiration date. I thought, oh no, I'm like, I haven't reached that height or that goal, thinking that it was something. Like now I have a whole different idea about what making it is. I have made it. Like I haven't had every experience that I, you know, would be exciting to experience, but I've made it. I mean, like, I'm so full of joy. That's making it. I get to do what I love. I get to create. It's like, it's all mine. It's mine, you know? And I get to go share, and I get to make choices about it. And I, you know, I'll go perform. It's not the money. Trust me, it is not the money. You know, buying the sparkly dresses, wearing the high heels, out in the hot. We know how hot it gets here in California, and I am not complaining about any of this. First and foremost, I love it. I choose it. You know, out there for 3 hours, and I make $100. You know, and you know, then the guys in my band who I adore, I just love them, and you know, they show up for their passion and to support me and for us to make music together for $100. You know, it's like, it's not a monetary thing. It's like a soul food nourishment, fueling the fire. I was thinking about this interview over the weekend. I was thinking of all the things that I have chosen to do in pursuit of the satisfaction of this soul of mine. Do you want to hear a few?
No, it's go ahead.
Okay. I was thinking way, way back where I traveled across the country, had everything I owned in my car, a potty training toddler. I drove straight through from Minneapolis through Austin, Texas it's called Round Mountain, Texas. Didn't stop along the way. It's a 19-hour drive because I didn't have the money for a hotel. I had gas money and Dairy Queen money for me and my toddler. And just went all the way through there. And the point was to, there was a man that my mom met, because she lived down there at the time, who was in the music industry, who could possibly have some opportunity that could maybe get me, you know, into the industry, a break, get a break. I lived in a built-on room on the back of a single wide trailer with no bathroom, with my toddler. Like, if you had to go to the bathroom in the night, you would like very carefully tiptoe across this rock patio past the bug zapper that was usually frying a Texas-sized moth on it. And like, there's scorpions and snakes and fire ants. I am in nowhere land, Texas. And hopefully the door was open when, you know, it was interesting. With my second child, I flew across the country because I entered a contest to sing with Shania Twain, and I got into the top 10. And he was like, I think he was about 4 weeks old. And I have my toddler and my 4 week old newborn traveling from California. Who's flown with kids? Huh? Anybody? Babies? Aha, uh-huh. Fun. To hopefully win this chance for that break into the industry and stuff. I got beat out by a 12-year-old girl, because they're much cuter than a 25-year-old mom with a toddler and a newborn. But yeah, no, I would dispute that as well. But, you know, and then just even with my third child, to sign up at 36 years old to have my last child, because, you know, it was something that, you know, my husband and I, you know, had agreed would happen. But when it came to it, it was like, but this is gonna, you know, this could expire me. This could, you know, how am I gonna? I mean, just so much of along the way. You know, anyway, going back to Texas, I did perform in some honky tonks. That means a little shack with no windows, where there was a barbecue for sale. The music played. I never got paid a dime. I did about five, and I was like, okay, baby, we are going back to Minneapolis, you know, and, you know, from there, and ended up coming to California, which I love, but the journey and the fueling of the fire, it means a lot. Artists are sensitive. They're feelers. We want it, you know, we dream, and that makes us easy to take advantage of.
Yeah. I mean, you've told me before, you've done gigs and taken gigs, and you showed up to perform and not known how much you're going to get paid.
Yeah. Yeah. The ones I book, I know, but when I'm with my other band, it's like, I don't know. I just got a text like this, this fantastic, it was Italian festival, which I love, you know, being Angie Maserati in San Jose. And you know, you're just baking in the sun. I could taste the salt on my skin, which is one of a million times, you know, that has, you know, been part of the joy of performing. And yeah, you know, $200. But I met some great people. And that's what it's about. It's not about the money. It's connecting, sharing the gift, making people happy. I feel happy. Just all the passion. But I am, when it comes to transparency, and this is where I want to talk about the contest for a minute.
Oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah. So my friends are supporting me. Like I said, I'm feeling like so loved. This is so great. Oh my God, I'm a quarter finalist. But I don't know what that means as far as numbers. Like, I won that round of my finalists, but how many? So today at 10 a.m., it opens up, and I'm like, okay, so what is this? Am I in a group again? It looks to be at least 1,000 more artists in this competition, right?
In the quarterfinals, 1,000 left?
Yes. So I'm like, I haven't said or done anything, because I'm trying to wrap my mind around, like, how do I feel about this? I don't want to be like that, you know. I feel like it's like that, in a sense, like the multi-level marketing, you know, where you sign up and you start telling all your friends, and then all of a sudden you have no friends, you know, and like a whole bunch of product.
Well, if you sold Amway too, then.
Well, I haven't, but that because I want to keep my prints. So everyone's like, so, but did you win? And I'm like, I didn't know. I didn't know what to say until today. And I was just kind of like, okay. So what I would like to do with this is grassroots. I don't want anyone to open their wallet. I would like it to be for this to happen because of the art, the talent, the mom here, you know, who's an artist who just does what she loves and believes in herself and the purpose of, I mean, I love this whole platform that my music was, you know, oh my gosh, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And then I'm like, okay, 25% of it, what does that mean? So they make about 1.6 million off of this, and about they donated 400,000 last year, which is great for an organization to get 400,000. The winner of this contest gets 10,000. So you can see, do the math. I mean, the other headliners, of course, you know, will be paid, and the Hollywood Bowl. I mean, there's a lot of expenses. I get it. But on the backs of the delicacy of the dream and soul of artists, get the money from corporations, get the money in other ways, and have it, I don't know.
So the reason you're saying this is because if you go in and vote, and we'll share the link on how to do it to get your vote. You can vote every day, get your one vote, but you can throw some money in there and buy more votes.
Yes.
And you don't want any part of that.
I want to be like that, get like that grassroots, like, you know, I want to start a movement called hashtag Go Mama and have it just be about believing the dream, believing the transparency, believing in my art and in my music and who I am. You know, people who come out and experience that and are in the space, they just say, like, you know, they're like, we love your music. We love you. You know, it's like that, just that real, real love, you know. And then my friends have like, they turned into mad gamblers at the end of this last round. They're like, we were like, it was down to the second. And I was like, oh my God, like, I love you so much that they were so excited, you know, to get me to this spot. And then to find out today, I'm like eighth in a group of 10 that is in a group of like 1,000.
Now, the email I got said you're in the top 1%. No, but so you're in the top 100 out of 25,000.
But it's not, because if you go to their front page, there's 100 artists. If you click on one of those artists, that pulls up the 10 other people in their group and where they are at in it. So I don't know. And I want to know. I want to be like, donate if you want. I am like 999 and a half on the list.
We want people to love you, hear your music, and vote and spread the word. Hey, now that's what I want to ask you, is because you told me last time, oh, I don't want to ask. I just hate to ask. I don't want to. Hey, this is an example of, if there's something you want in life, mm-hmm. ask and you shall receive, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Instead of just wanting the world to magically, you know, conform and have everything come together. Hey, man, I need your vote.
I'm going to fly into Hollywood Bowl on a Pegasus. No.
It's okay to ask.
It is. Yes, it is okay to ask. I asked Peter Michael if he would be willing to or interested in creating my album Love, and he said yes. You know, I mean, it was a paid. I know I'm worth investing in. I invested myself. My album cost me $35,000. I have 3,000 CDs that came within that $35,000. I give them away, not only because CDs are like, you know, not the, you know, the way people listen to music anymore. But because if someone puts that in their CD player in their car, they're lit up in any capacity and touched by a goosebump. They feel my heart. And that's, I'm here to give it away. I don't know. I can't put a price on it. I'm not opposed to making money at all. And, you know.
Well, I mean, I like doing what we do, but you would like people to appreciate it, right? And say, Angie, you're unbelievable. Here, here.
Yeah.
You know, what's your price? Instead of you just doing it because you want to do it and then pay whatever they feel like paying you.
Yeah. I mean, it. I know people feel it, and I know people value me. I mean, they come up and they're like, "This is for you," and they, you know, put $100 in my hand. Like they, you know, they just, they're like, "You're amazing," and I don't doubt myself at all. I've heard story after story. I've been, you know, in the mix myself when it comes to taking advantage of the artist. I just don't want it to be like that. Everybody in this contest, if you read like their little about me part, it's like, music is everything. I, you know, was born for it. I am ready for this moment, you know, and now it's down to, I'm eighth in a group of 10 out of 1,000. Or something.
Yeah, but to make that cut, you know, that's pretty remarkable. So
it's great.
Congratulations.
And that got me more fired up. I'm not a disgruntled like person who didn't win. I'm in. I'm still alive in the contest. There's like 10 days and several hours left in this round. I'm not disgruntled. I want it to mean, I want transparency. And I want it to really mean something. And so I just thought, I just want to create this movement, you know, because we talked before too, and I love teenagers. I love a great discovery story. I love all that. I'm happy for anybody who gets a taste of what it is they're looking for, their success and their dream. And I love that. Growing up, I mean, okay. There wasn't a lot of example of people who were moms living their dreams still. They, no one really talked about the kids. The kids were like hidden. I found out later as an adult, like Loretta Lynn had like a whole vast, you know, 5 kids or something when she started, you know, and she was a lot of abuse and things like that, you know, getting into the industry. But it's almost like, oh, they became a mom. You know, it's like, oh, you're not appealing anymore. Or something like that, right? So it was a lot of examples of thriving and really killing it in motherhood. It's different now with people who have already made it, right? Like everyone knows that J-Lo has her twins, you know, and that's fantastic. She wasn't trying to make it and had her kid, you know, she already made it. Like this, you know, stars already made it. I'd like to be that other side of the story. I'd like to be that, you know, she's 49 years old, 3 children, passionate as ever. Fire is like burning out of control and is relevant, lit up, hungry, excited, dreaming, reality. It's all like awesome. You know, I want to be that star, that inspiration. It's like, oh my God, that lady from California, and she got this break, and it was all because people want to believe that, you know, the dream doesn't have an expiration date. Maybe they'll start tinkering in what they love to do again. And to be a part of something like that would just be like amazing.
So cool. I'm getting emotional right now.
Me too. Hey,
we'll pick it up on the other side. I want to play some of your music, tell people how to vote, and more of your story. This is Angie Maserati. Check it out.
You make me feel alive. Dive in deep. deep into you. Something going on inside. I think I know what to do. 'Cause I'm focused, I'm steady, I'm ready.
Angie Maserati, that's Hold On. I saw in the music video, you actually get a songwriter credit for that, right?
Oh, yeah. No, that, yeah, that's my song.
Yes. So what was the thought process of that song? And then why is it so important for you? I know a lot of singers that all they do is sing. You know, they don't write their own stuff. So what about the fact that you're a part of it on all levels?
Well, that was a part of really making it was getting vulnerable. Artists are very vulnerable when you create your own music, because those are my thoughts, my feelings, my heart, my passion, my, you make me feel alive, diving deep into you. It could be a man, woman, it could be anything that really like you feel alive doing. Some, for some people, it's jumping out of an airplane that makes them feel alive, you know, doing something dangerous, you know. This is definitely like that, you know, passion thing where my fingers feel your body, makes my heartbeat like the sound of a drum. I'm a romantic. I love romance. I love love. I love, you know, respect and appreciation. And I that's what I exude and that's what I receive. It's like my life is very, so much love in it. So much love. I'm telling you, it's that mirror. You put it out, And it's just so loving. I don't feel angry at anybody. I don't feel angry at this contest. I just want to know like that, that my friends are being honored, that their donations are being honored, that the, you know, just the whole process is like honorable. Because I love them so much and I don't want them to feel any hurt or pain, or especially financially. My sister is going through breast cancer. She has like thousands, you know, whatever, medical bills. I've taken a lot of the summer off to go be with her. And she donated like probably $100 with everything she's going through. And it's like, I don't want that to be dishonored. You know, she believes in me like so much. It's like, she must be honored. Like, you know,
sorry. I mean, no, you can, in the audio version, you can hear the tears, the video, we can see them.
Yeah. So, you know, and anybody, like even just friends who are just so excited. I got a friend who's taken off for a trip and she's like, I hope this helps. I donated, you know, I voted and stuff as she's like going on her vacation. It just, I don't know. I just want it to be real. And I want it to mean something.
It is real. Hey, you said it's easy to find love. You love love. I know a lot of ladies out there that they can't find love. They say, you know, hey, where is it? I'm a romantic. There's no love. There's Angie or Dave.
You gotta love yourself. You gotta love yourself, which is a huge part of why this suicide prevention thing, like, you know, when I saw that, that's when I signed up for it. Cause I thought, well, this is cool. And it checks that box of like, there's purpose. There's like greater purpose besides me behind it. Right. And it comes from self-love. When you honor, like, there are people who couldn't say, I'm a romantic, I'm a lover, I have so much love in my life. That's like, it was almost taboo to feel good about your life or yourself. You're supposed to find something to complain about or some, you know. And I think it just comes from that, how you see yourself. That's what's going to show up. And when you do honor that you are a gift and a beautiful person in this world here to exist in bringing joy and being joy, that's what'll show up for you. And
I just thought of something about putting a value on what you do, because I asked some sports guy about, hey, how do you deal with the salary negotiation? You know, what do you do? And he says, well, you never put it out there. So, well, you know, how's that come about? Well, they bring it up. And then if they do ask you, your response is something like, well, what would someone of my ability, my talent, and what I can bring to the table, what would be worth to your company? And then it puts it back on them to come up, rather than you hoping to get $50. Mm-hmm. It puts it out there like, hey, put a value. Now, if they do say at that point, well, we only have a budget for this, then yeah, you know, then you do it. But at least you put it out there where you're asking for someone to put a value on what you do.
Yes. Yeah. Right. And for an artist to go through like weeks and weeks and rounds of this, of the voting and asking and putting it out there and stuff like that. And for the prize to be 10,000, which I'm not saying that's not a lot of money. That's a nice chunk of money, but that's before taxes, everybody. Okay. And that's before you split it between everybody in the band and, you know, and other expenses from traveling and food and your family wants, you know, I mean, good luck breaking even, you know. So if you just think of like, oh, they're offering 10,000 to, you know, possibly a band of like six people and all the things, it's like, oh, that's it. Kind of, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it's a happy meal. When you think of flying, and some people flying all the way across the country. I mean, they are providing flights and things for people in the band, which is great. But yeah. We know how expensive things are right now. And I just think of all the artists who are in bands and groups who weren't able to perform this whole time during COVID, you know, and a lost, you know, maybe some of their fan base, or maybe their fan base is that much more excited, you know, about it and stuff like that. I kind of reinvented myself and became more of a trio and things like that, which was fantastic. It lit my life. I was so happy to be able to perform, even though it was much less than normal.
I wanted to make sure we get the information, how they can vote. So we'll put a link to the website. Is there something that someone can just write down, or is it too complicated to
Complicated because when you go to their website, there's no way to search for Angie Maserati.
So we'll put the link on the audio and the video versions of the podcast on how to go ahead and get it done. Okay. Confident?
What's that?
Confident? You confident?
Yeah, I'm confident. Okay. Oh, I know. I mean, I do know. I just know that I want it to really mean something. It just matters. You know, I was thinking also about when I found out I was pregnant with my first son, and I worked at this club. I was in college to be a dental hygienist, which I never thought I'd even work a day at. I just thought, I'm getting my degree, and I'm going to check that box because all I really want to do is sing, right? But was programmed to, go to college and stuff like that, which I was fantastic because I never starved. That's good. And I could keep my passion. It didn't become a grind or a desperation, so I'm very grateful that I did go to college, everybody. But when I found out I was pregnant, and I it's a complicated story and I'm not going to get into it, but like when I saw that person, this blew my own mind thinking about this, was like the first thing I said to them was, do you know what you did? I was going to be a singer. That's the first thing. That's the thing I said. And then, that was that. I was on my own as a mom and, et cetera, going down the line. Because I thought, oh no, I'm going to be a mom and my dream's done. Not true. Dream. So you're making me get emotional, Dave.
Oh, it's good. We're taking the veil off.
It's
good.
A passion here. That's why I can't. It's not caffeine that makes me all crazy. It's like I'm doing something and it means so much. And it's hashtag go mama.
Yes. Go mama and check out your music on Spotify and
AngieMaserati.com.
Okay. It's going to happen. I feel good.
Good. I feel good.
So let's wipe some tears. We'll probably cry. We'll play one more song
right,
on the way out, and we'll make sure we tell everybody how to be a part of this contest, how they can vote. We don't want your money, but if you had a little, how do we approach that, right? We want people just to vote.
Yeah.
And if they're doing $10.
I'd love to get a million people behind hashtag Go Mama, and they just did their free daily vote.
There you go. Hear that, Peter Michael? Hear that, Sheila E? We want your vote. Come on, make it happen. And one more song. This is called Why. Did you write this one?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And it's shot in Italy, I believe.
In Italy. And, even behind all my videos shot in Italy, I mean, the passion that fueled these. I land in Milan at 10 p.m. I'm up by 6 a.m. the next day. I'm ready. I'm out. I'm recording for the videos. I'm so in love with the thought of my music videos being in Italy, this birthplace of passion and so much history and the depth of all the things, especially in Milan, the art and the fashion and the it's epic. And so I don't need food. I don't need sleep. I just need to create and fulfill this desire. And it was so magic. I barely slept the whole time. There wasn't more like, oh, let's da, da. I mean, 4 videos in 2 weeks. Just twirling around and dancing and finding all the things that light me up and taking the clips. And I got home and all the pieces of the puzzle were there. And I edited all of those. And I mean, you can probably see that in some parts, but.
Tell us about why.
Why is, it took me weeks to be able to listen back to my song and not cry. Because it is the story. It's my story. It's like, don't see years and treat me cold, because this love will never grow old. And it's just the journey. And yeah, it just means it's the journey. And I love this video.
We'll cry together during it.
Okay.
And thank you for your time, young lady.
Thank you. Love you.
On to the next round. You're a winner in life, no matter what happens. Angie Maserati. It's called Why. Thank you.
Time has passed by so quickly. I hope that you know. You've been number one in my heart. Hope that it shows. My spirit told me keep believing. Just treat me cold, 'cause this love.